The Gemara on Kuf Nun Amud Beis mentions the member of Shmuel that Hamavda with Tfilo Tzorch Shi Avdala Lakos. There is an obligation to recite Havdala, and the Takanas Chachamim is to say it twice. The Gemara in Brachas, where this appears on Lamed Gimel, raises an issue. Why shouldn't there be a Brachas Shein Tzvicha? If you already Yotze with the first Havdala, why are you saying the second Havdala? The Gemara says, Kach Tikna Chacham. You have to say Havdala with Tfilo, and then you have to say Havdala Lakos. There is a machlokes of Rishonim regarding Havdalah, whether it's a din d'arayis or a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara says that Nosh Machayov is Bikirish Hayom Dvar Torah. The Gemara Brochas Tav Chof and Mebeis. So the Gemara says that Kiddush is Dvar Torah. Kiddush is d'arayis. So what about Havdalah? So it's a machlokes. The Rambam in the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam, beginning of Perek Chof Tes and Hilchot Shabbos, writes both Kiddush and Havdalah are included, are both d'arayis, and they're both included in the pasuk of Zohar, Samu Shabbos Lekatshay. Other Rishonim agree with the Rambam that Havdalah is also deraisa, but based on a different pasuk, the Hivdaltem. But the Rambam says that both deraisa are based on the same pasuk as Zoch, and the Magen Mishnah quotes that there are those who disagree, but the Rambam hold that Havdalah is. The two opinions appear already in the Tosfos in connection with the Gemara in the beginning of Nazir on Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says we learn that from a pasuk that the Nazir is not even permitted to drink Yayin Shal Mitzvah. So what does that refer to? Yen Kiddush v'Havdalah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mushba v'yamim ha'sinuhu. So the two ways to read the Gemara, whether the Gemara, the Rabbi Natam says, it means b'tamir v'chim mushba v'yamim. What is it? A din d'araisa that you have to drink Yayin Havdalah? Of course not. Of course, the whole idea of Havdalah lakos is only the Rabbanon. And the other goyim they learned the pshat in the Gemara. No, it's mutar. The nazir is permitted to drink yain kiddush b'havdalah. So those early rishonim goyim, they held that kiddush and havdalah both their rice and both are la yayin, and the nazir is permitted to drink yain kiddush b'havdalah b'nichusa, not b'tmiyah. And the Rabbi Natam says that it can't be pshat in the Gemara. That's b'tmiyah. So one of the kashas that they tie against the earlier Rishonim, against the Goyim, how can you say that he's allowed to drink? He ain't Havdalah. The whole Chi of Havdalah is only with the Rabbanim. The other days in Tosfot, no, Havdalah is their Raisa, but the Yain Havdalah is only the Rabbanim. So the Machlokes, the Rambam in the Magen Mishnah, is a Machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos already. Fine, so let's say, once you said Havdalah b'tfilah already, so what was gained? Why did the Chachamim require of you, you should say Havdalah a second time alakos? So Mistama, the Pashto says that we sometimes consider it an enhancement of the bracha if it's recited ala kos. The Gemara has an Erev in Daf Mem on the base that Zman, Shechyonu, and Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah, Oimra Afila Bashuk, Mikra Adin, Shechyonu doesn't have to be recited over a cup of wine. And nonetheless, the Gemara says in Arvi Psochim that we say Yaknahaz, we say Zman, at the end of the whole Kiddush ala Yayin, because we enhanced the Hashivas of the Brocha by reciting in ala Kos. That was a Takanas Chachamim. They wanted us to recite Havdalah B'Tfilah, and we should say again the Havdalah second time ala Kos to enhance the Hashivas of the Brocha. You find that in Sima Kuf Pei Beis, in Hilchas Bechas Amozen, in Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch says, that Mishnah Berurah says, it's a double poshut that you enhance the Hashivas of Bechas Amozen if you recite Bechas Amozen ala Yayin, just it's a machlokes hatanaim. Is it a real chiyuv? Is it a takana the rabbanim Bechas Amozen to unakos or ainu to unakos? So there are three different opinions. One opinion, even when you bench the yechidus, you have to have a kos. You mechuyev to have a kos. One opinion only if you have a mezuman of three, and the third opinion only if you have a mezuman of asara. Are you obligated? The minhag olam is that we don't even do when you have a mezuman of asar, we don't bother. We're mezalzal on that. Achrayim are not happy about that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's a davar pashut, that you, l'chola days, even if you hold birchas hamazon, ain't a tuna kos, but you certainly enhance the chashivas of the bracha if you recite it ala kos. Yeah. So the pashtus would be that's what kiddush ala yayin is, that's what havdola ala yayin is, you enhance the chashivas of the bracha if you recite it ala kos. And kach tikna chachamim, they made a takana, you should say the kiddush and havdalah b'tfilah, and you should say the kiddush and havdalah ala kos as well. But it has to be something more than that, because we have a din that one is not permitted to eat before kiddush and before havdalah. And there is a machloikis in the Gemara Psochem on Kuvav on the base. One opinion is tor meinam avdil, tor meinam kaddish. If you ate before kiddush, so you blew it, and you may as well not, don't bother to say the kiddush, you won't be out to anything. The Pashta says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat before Abdullah. It's like the Mishnah, Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that says you're not allowed to eat before you shake a lulav, and we learn out from that to eat before you blow shofar. Whenever there's a mitzvah, Shezban Averis, you're not supposed to eat when the father is the day of the Yom HaShmini, those who are having a bris. When the father of the baby is scheduled to have a bris, or the Pischei Tshuva says he really shouldn't eat before he takes care of the bris. Or the Pidyon HaBen. A lot of people have Pidyon HaBen late in the afternoon, so the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Acharon and say, he really shouldn't eat. The father of the baby shouldn't eat before he does the Pidyon HaBen. They should really do it in the morning, not right away till the afternoon. So that's a universal din, it's a general din in all the mitzvahs. Whenever you have a mitzvah, Shezman HaAveris is supposed to take place today, you're not supposed to eat before it. But would anybody in his right mind think that if the father ate before the bris, so he blew it, then he may as well not bother to do the bris. If he ate before the tefillah's lulav, he blew it, he may as well not bother to shake lulav. That's ridiculous. It's a din in the Rabbanan. So why should there be an opinion over here that Torah made a mekadosh and Torah made a mavdil? So true, we don't paskin like that. We paskin Torah is mekadosh, Torah is still hold like that svara, that if you ate before the havdalah, you're not fully yotze the mitzvah of havdalah, because there is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, the last line on Amud Aleph going over Talmud Beis. The Gemara has a shaila: Tor bezu bezu mahu? What's the din if a person forgot to say Atachon Antonu in Ma'ariv Amitzoy Shabbos? So the din is that he's yotze Ma'ariv, he doesn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. What's going to be with havdalah? The Gemara says because he can recite havdalah alakos, he can rely on havdalah alakos. So then the Gemara says, the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Pshat, the Mishnah Berurah points out that other Rishonim seem to have a different Pshat than the Gemara. But the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch is, Tov Bezul Bezul means he forgot to say Atachon Antonu and Ma'ariv. Then he forgot and he ate before Havdalah Lakos. So that's terrible. He ate before Havdalah. One would have said, it's like eating before Netilas Lulav, like eating before Tkiyah Shofar. It's not Poigim in the Tkiyah Shofar. So here the Gemara says, no, if he ate before Havdalah Lakos, the Havdalah Lakos will be incomplete. Not just he violated the Harchok Agzera, that he's going to eat and he's going to forget to do the Havdalah. The Havdalah is incomplete. It's like there was one opinion, Torah Meina Mavdil. If by mistake you ate, you blew it, and you don't bother to say Havdalah. So we don't pass like that. But we do hold that in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Simin Reish Tzadik Dalet, the last line in Sif Aleph says, that Tov Bezul Bezul Chayzel Rosh, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei and say Atachon Antonu, because the only time the Chachamim were Masakan, you should really more correct is you should say Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. If you didn't do that, as long as you do Havdalah Alakos, Bishlei Musa is good. But it's going to turn out that the Havdalah Alakos is not Bishlei Musa, because he ate before Havdalah. It's a Pegima and a Havdalah, not just that he violated Exera. So then he has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So what is the Pegima over here? What's incomplete about the Havdalah? Not just the Harchokeh, that you shouldn't eat before you do a mitzvah, says Manaver. So you have to say Behechreach that there's something more to it. So the Pashtus is the following. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Gimel, the Ramah quotes that we have the meaning to blow shofar starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, except Erev Rosh Hashanah you don't blow shofar. So the Mefarshim there give two different reasons. One reason is Kedei La'arbevus HaSotan, that's the Agadic reason, and then they give the Halachic reason, is Kedei Lehavdil Ben Tkiyah Shel Rishus to Tkiyah Shel Mitzvah. Tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah is a Chiyav Min HaTorah, and the Tkiyah on Chodesh Elul is only a Minig, so we want to make a Havdalah. You shouldn't think that everything is on the same level of significance. This is only a Minig, and this is a real Din Derais. So the Vilna Gaon writes, what is the Mocker for this idea? Kedei Lehavdil Ben Tkiyah Shel Rishus to Tkiyah Shel Mitzvah. So he writes, Psochem Daf Kuf Paris Mapa Mekadosh. What's Paris Mapa Mekadosh? That what you eat on Shabbos is considered achilah shel mitzvah. What you eat on Erev Shabbos is achilah shel rishus. So if someone was eating late Friday afternoon and then Shabbos enters, so the Gemara says he has to put something, a cover on top of the food, paris mapa mekadesh. So the Rashbam, the Vilna Gaon quotes there in the Be'er Agor, the Rashbam says to make a heker to indicate that this, what I was reading until now was achilah shel rishus, and now mikan ve'elech is going to be achilah shel mitzvah. So you see from that Gemara, paris mapa mekadesh, that there is an inyan making a heker and havdalah, then rishus lemitzvah, benigir to achilas Shabbos and achilas chol. So the same should be regarding tkiyah shofar and chodesh elul, as opposed to tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah. So apparently, there's an added feature here. Not just that kiddush al ayayin and havdalah al ayayin enhances the chashivas of the bracha, like shechyonu al ayayin. that Meikar Adin Shachyan Amra Afila Bashut, but if you recited at the conclusion of Kiddush, you enhance the Chashivas, it's something more than just enhancing the Chashivas of the Bracha. The Hainu, the role of the kid, an additional, it enhances the Chashivas of the Bracha, but it also serves another role, namely, to make a heker and a havdalah bein achilas shavishus lachidush al mitzvah. You shouldn't eat before the kiddush al ayayin. You shouldn't eat before the havdalah al ayayin. The kiddush and havdalah you yotze when you say b'tfilah, but you want to have a heker and a havdalah between achilas shavishus lachidush al mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara had one opinion. If that nekuda is missing, if toam ain't a mavdal, toam ain't a mekadosh, you blew it. And even though we don't paskin like that, we paskin no. Even though you didn't do the heker ben achilus shal mishus lachilus shal mitzvah, you still say that you say the havdalah, but we assume the havdalah is incomplete. That toh bezu bezu chayzel rosh. If he forgot to say atachan antona and nishman esrei, and then he's going to recite havdalah lakos, and by mistake he forgot and he ate before the havdalah, so the havdalah is incomplete. So then you're not yotze. You have to go back and repeat the nishman esrei again. So the pashta says that you have two inyanim over here. You have the inyan. A bracha lakos enhances the chashivas of the bracha. Some brachas, that's under the chuppah. You say, Birchas Erisin, Medina de Gemara, you don't have alakos. That's a minig that the Goinim introduced. Birchas Nisuin also, Mikra, then you can say Birchas Nisuin without a kos. It's a question who introduced Birchas Nisuin alakos. Some Rishonim had it, some Goinim had it, a Girsan de Gemara, then it's Medina de Gemara. But it's also just enhances the Birchas Nisuin. You can really recite. You can't say Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas, one of the Brachas is Bar Pri Agafen. So you say Sheish Brachas. You say six Brachas without a kos. That it enhances the Hashivas of the Bichas Nisun if you say Alakos. So the Kiddush Alakos and the Havdal Alakos enhances the Hashivas of the Bracha, the Haina that you're saying Alakos. We never heard anybody think we should always recite Shmon Esrei Alakos. How come we don't say La'anich Tfilin Alakos? So the Mustama. There must be a logic. Some brachas make sense to enhance the chashivas of the bracha by reciting alakos. And other brachas doesn't make sense to... you will not enhance the chashivas of the bracha. If you damish man esra alakos, you don't enhance the chashivas of the brachas. But bichas eris and bichas tinsun you do. So that's one aspect of the kiddush alakos, havdol alakos. And the other aspect is that it serves as the havdol and heker ben achilash avishus achilash almis. But the pashta says that you have to add on a little bit more... that Kiddush al Ayayin has something over and above what we said so far. It shares in common Havdalah al Akos is to enhance the Chashivas of the Bracha, and also that it should be the Havdalah ben Achil v'Shavishus l'Achilush al Mitzvah. And Kiddush al Ayayin must be something more. Why? Because the Taisvis im Sochem Kuvav HaMebeis is bothered with a fascinating kasha. How come Kiddush and Havdalah, each one has a Chumra and a Kula? How come they're contradictory? The Gemara said the Feirish on Kuv Zainam and Aleph and Sochem that you can recite Havdalah over Chamar Medina. If wine is not easily available, then you say over Chamar Medina. Somebody just printed a sefer recently about the Hanhogas of the Chofetz Chaim, so he included there a story that the Chofetz Chaim was very poor and he can never afford to have wine, so he always said Kiddush over Chalas. And he always said Havdalah over Chamar Medina. So once he came home at Tzoy Shabbos, there's a bottle of wine on the table. Somebody brought some wine. So he was very upset. And he says, where's the Chamar Medina? He didn't want to use the wine. He didn't want to get his children in the mood to start drinking wine. He thought that for his family, that's luxurious. He didn't want them to get used to luxuries. But by us, the wine pours in the streets over here in America. Everybody has wine. If you don't have wine, so you knock on the next door neighbor's door. Next door neighbor has wine. Everybody has wine. So whenever yayin is matzah, you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina. But if yayin is not available, it's too expensive, or it's not available, so you can say Havdalah al Chamar Medina. So the Gemara says only Havdalah al Chamar Medina. Kiddush al Chamar Medina you can't say. And on the other hand, the Gemara says in Kuvav HaMebeis, Mekadosh HaRifto, you can say Kiddush over Chal. And Taisa says they never heard anybody hold that you can say Havdalah al Chal. How come each one has a Chumra and a Kula? So there's a line in the Sefer Achinuch when he writes on Parshas Yisra about Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekachin, the mitzvah of Kiddush al Ayayim. So he raises that question that Tosfos says, how come you can say Kiddush on Chalas and Havdalah you can't say on Chalas? So he gives a funny answer. He says, the Gemara says you say Kiddush on Chalas if the rift is Chavibalei, he'll enjoy Chalas better than wine. But he says, by the time it comes Havdalah, Matzoy Shabbos, you've been eating Chalas all day long. So the yayin is going to be machaviv. In Mitzias, the pasa is not going to be machaviv. So that's why you can't say Abdullah ala pas. But that doesn't seem to be what Tosfos answers. Tosfos there gives the following answer. Rav Soloveitchik elaborated upon it. He made it a little even more geschmack, but this is basically what Tosfos answers. On Kuvav HaMebeis, that there's a basic difference between Kiddush and Abdullah. Abdullah is a bracha ala kos. There's a concept, Bichas. There's an ala kos, Bichas, Nisu and ala kos. You have different, you have Shechiyonu ala kos. So Kiddush and Abdullah ala kos. You enhance the chashivas of the bracha by reciting it ala kos. Ala kos has to be a kos of Yayin or Chamar Medina. If Yayin is not available, Chamar Medina. Or Bechalas is not a bracha ala kos. So you can't do that. But Kiddush, in addition to being an inyan of a bracha ala kos, we'll have to see how we're going to word it. In addition to that, there's another inyan that the Kiddush is supposed to serve to be kaveya, the function of being kaveya, the suda, the shem suda shabbos. Every day people eat food. Every day in the week you eat food. So you want to be kaveya, the suda, the shem suda shabbos in order to be yotze the mitzvah of suda shabbos. Suda shabbos, midi rabbono. Okay, not min ha-Torah. So the way to be kaveya, the suda, is by reciting Kiddush before the suda and reciting Birchas HaMazon after the suda and mentioning Ritzei. That's why the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Tesam and Beis that if a person forgot to say Ritzei Ayalav Yavai on Shabbos Ayantav, he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon because he's mechuyev to have a suda. So because he's mechuyev to have a suda, so therefore he's not yotze Birchas HaMazon unless he says Ritzei Ayalav Yavai. Why not? But the chiyuv Birchas HaMazon should be the same on Shabbos and Yantav in the weekdays. Why do you say you're not yotze Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos and Yantav if you left that Ritzei Ayalav Yavai? So Rav Soloveitchik explained what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say three people bench mezuman on Shabbos and all three forgot to say Ritzei. So all three have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon over again. So the Gemara has a din. There's no Zimun L'mafreya. If three people, Shlosh HaShoch L'kach, has three people ate together, and then each got benched on his own. Each got benched on his own. And then they realized, hey, we forgot who was supposed to bench mezuman. So the Gemara says they can't wake up now and say we're going to bench mezuman. They're already yotze birchas hamazon and farfal. The only time you have a mezuman is if you have three people or two out of three are mechuyev to bench birchas hamazon, then you bench by mezuman. But if all three already were yotze birchas hamazon, so there's no mezuman. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Peches Sif Tes quotes a Tshuvas Rashi. This shaila, three people benched mezuman on Shabbos, and all three forgot to say, and all three are obligated to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So Rashi says, there's no Zimun L'mafreya. You can't, even though all three have to bench Birchas HaMazon, there's no Zimun L'mafreya. Why is it called? One could have said the same psak as Rashi for a different reason. You could have said, they said, Baruch Shahan Mishlov Tuvachayinah. They already said that. And then they said the Birchas HaMazon, so that was Mekulko, because they left that Ritzei Yalav Yavai. So you go back to the place where you made the mistakes. So Baruch Shahan Mishlov Tuvachayinah, they said already before. So one could argue the point, that's why there's no need to repeat it. But that's not what Rashi says. Shulchan Aruch quotes the reason, because Ein Zimun L'mafreya. Ein Zimun L'mafreya means all three were yotzei Birchas HaMazon. Aye, but the Gemara says they're not yotzei. If you get Ritzei Yalav Yavai, Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, the Gemara didn't mean that you're not yotzei Birchas HaMazon. You're yotzei Birchas HaMazon, but you're not yotzei Suda Shabbos. So really, let's say they're eating Friday night, and then a person benches and got to say Ritzei. So he's Yotzei the Birchas HaMazon, but he wasn't Yotzei Suda Shabbos. So we should really tell him, wash again and eat another meal. But he's ready to plus. He already ate so much. So the Chachamim were Mekel, and they said, there's no need to eat another meal. We will permit you to recite Birchas HaMazon a second time, even though it should have been a Bracha Levatola. We permit you to recite Birchas HaMazon a second time in order to be kaveh the suda, the shem suda Shabbos. But it's not the word that you weren't yotze birchas hamazon. The three people who benched and all three forgot to say Ritzei, they were yotze birchas hamazon. That's why Rashi calls it Ein Zimun L'mafreya. You only have mezuman if all three or two out of the three are mechuyev to bench. All three were yotze to bench, and they just weren't yotze suda Shabbos. So similar to this concept, and that's why Tosfos has the chiddush that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ri raised the possibility that maybe suda shlishis one can fulfill without pas. So one should assume like that. One could be yotze the suda shlishis without pas. So if you would have had potatoes or oranges, you wouldn't have to mention, wouldn't be any ritzei. You're just going to say bar nefashis. So even if you have bread, you can't say that the Ritzei is Likuva. You can't say reciting Ritzei is Ma'akev, and without the Ritzei, you didn't succeed in being Kabed, the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. You could have had potatoes, and you would have said Bar Nefashos. There wouldn't have been any Ritzei. But it's not the word that you're not Yotzei the Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, you were Yotzei. Let's say a person has a fourth Suda, a fifth Suda on Shabbos, if he gets Ritzei. For sure he doesn't have to bench over. Shulchan Aruch even quotes the Ri, who says maybe even Suda Shlishis you don't have to bench over because you weren't obligated to have pas in the first place. So similar to what? Similar to what's explained in the Shulchan Aruch, that the idea that the mentioning of Ritzei or Yalaviyov and the Birchas HaMazon at the end of the meal is to be kaber the suda the shem suda Shabbos. So similarly, one can explain that that's the din of kiddush. Why do you need kiddush b'makom suda? There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that if you drink wine not in connection with the suda, so the wine doesn't have so much chashivas. If you make kiddush al yayin in connection with the suda, so this enhances the chashivas of the yayin, and then you yotze kiddush. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes to the Shitas Hagaonim that if you had cake, maybe if you had another cup of wine, maybe that accomplishes it, and it makes it kiddush b'makom suda. And the Vilna Gaon doesn't like that sheet. He thinks the tikkur is like the Shitas HaRosh, that kiddush b'makom suda means you have to have the suda of pas. You're not yotzei suda Shabbos Friday night, or the first suda on Shabbos morning. You're not yotzei with cake or with wine. You have to have dafke pas. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the ikar din is kiddush b'makom suda has to be b'makom pas. So what's the word? It's not that the Mamak Masuda enhances the chashivas of the wine of the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Kaber the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. If you're not going to have Kiddush, Mamak Masuda, you're not Yotze the Suda. No, you're not Yotze the Kiddush. The Kiddush is in order to be Kaber the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. And this is what Taisus is explaining. How come Chamar Medina is no good for Kiddush, it's only good for Havdalah? And how come Pas is good for Kiddush, but it's no good for Havdalah? The Tosfos explains, Havdalah alakos is to enhance the chashivas of the bracha. So there is a concept, Shachyonu alakos, Bichas Hamazon alakos, Bichas Erisin, Bichas Nisun alakos. So Havdalah alakos is a bracha alakos. So Riftah, if you're going to have chalas, that's not the bracha alakos. And Chamar Medina is a kos. If wine is not available, Chamar Medina is a kos. But by Kiddush, maybe it's not so much a bracha lakos. A major nekuda in the Kiddush is to be kaver the suda, the shem suda Shabbos. So that's why pas and yayin play a role. Chamar Medina is not going to help to be kaver suda, and pas will help to be kaver the suda. So where does this concept of Tosfos come from? That pas and yayin, if you recite Kiddush over pas and yayin, that will accomplish kaver suda. So that you just pointed out, there is a Mishnah in Brachas on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Brachas says, I invited a whole bunch of guests to eat by me dinner. So they're standing around, they're sitting around, and I give out wine. So it says, each person has to say his own bar pergofen. One, you can't say Shemeh Koine. You can't have one person be mitzi the others. Shemeh Koine doesn't apply. But Heisebu, once they're all reclining around the table, then echad mevarach l'kulam. Then one can say the bracha for the others as well. And the Gemara explains on the next daf, that's a Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amem Gimel Amud Aleph, that this special din only applies to pas v'yayin. Because pas v'yayin, there's a concept of achila b'kviyas. If they're having an ice cream party, or having a beer party, or having a potato chip party, something else, anything other than pas v'yayin, so this whole vart doesn't apply. What's taka the din on an ice cream party? What's Taka the Din? So the Gemara has two versions, and it's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raavan, and Shulchan Aruch quotes the two opinions. So one opinion is that even if they're walking in the street, even if they're not sitting at all, there's no yeshiva, there's nothing, one person can say Shahakal and be Moitzei the others, or Bar Piyadoma, wherever it is, and be Moitzei the others, Shemei Kaina. The other opinion is no, that since there's no concept of Hasebe outside of Pas V'yayin, so you cannot be Moitzei the others even if you're sitting around the same table. If you're having an ice cream party or a beer party, each person has to say his own bracha. No one can be Moitzei anybody else. So what is this all about, this Mishnah, that if everyone is sitting and drinking wine, everybody has to say his own bracha, but if they have Hasebu, then Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, what is it all about? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Ran in the very end of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah ends on Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph a little bit. On Lamed Dalet, The Ran on the Rif on Daf Lamadal, and Mamish, next to the last page in the Rif on Masech Zoroshan, it quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi in Brochus that there is a din of Shemeh Koine. I say Kiddush, I say Abdullah, everybody's Yotzi, but there are three cases where we don't permit Shemeh Koine. One is Kriyashma, and one is Davening, Tfilah, Shema Esrei, and the third one is eating food. Kriyashma, it's not right to be Mekabel al Machu Shemaim. Say yourself, it's not right just to rely on the other one. He's going to say the Kabbalah al Machu Shemaim. And Tfilah, you need a Parnasa, you have a Chayla B'Sach Pesach, you need a Shidduch, so you ask for it. It's not right to rely on someone else that you should be Yotzi B'Shemeh Koine. When it comes to eating food, you're eating the food yourself. You're not asking him to eat an extra sandwich for you. You're eating the sandwich. So it's not right not to rely on Shemeh Koine, and not for the bracha beforehand, and not for the bracha afterwards. So that's what Taisus points out on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, on that Mishnah, that the Mishnah makes the distinction between Yoshua and Hesebu, that the only time you can be Moitzi the others is if Hesebu, Echem, Avarach, Lukulam, is both with respect to Hamoitzi before eating the food, as well as benching Mezuman afterwards. Because you can't, both the bracha of Hamoitzi before and the bracha of Birchas Hamazon after, you really shouldn't permit Shemeh Koine. That's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is really the Mishnayis. It's based on Mishnayis like that. There's a famous word that they say in the name of the Vilna Goyen, that the opening Mishnah in Bracha says, Meimasai Korinus Hashma in the plural. And in Megillah it says, HaKoris HaMegillah Omid V'yoshin. It says in the singular. How come there it's in the singular, here it's in the plural? So they quote from the Vilna Goyen, that Kriya Shema everybody has to say on his own. You don't say Shema Koine, like the Yerushalmi said. And HaKoris HaMegillah, one person lays the Megillah for everybody, you do say Shema Koine. So that Bertel from the Goyen, someone showed me that it's in the Ritva Megillah. The Ritva has the same word. That here it's in the plural, here it's in the singular. Because the Yerushalmi says, you don't say Shema Koine by Kriya Shema. So if you don't say Shema Koine, so how can we allow one person to say HaMoitzi? We do it all the time on Shabbos, one person says Hamoitzi, they're all sitting around the table, and how come Bismara Gemara, the whole institution of Birchas Hamazon, the Mizuman, meant that one person says the benching, and everybody else says Amen. They don't say the benching on their own. Isn't that based on Shemeh Koine? That's where Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's not based on Shemeh Koine. It's not based on Shemeh Koine. The word is that the whole Chabura offers one Hamoitzi. If they're all Hesebu, or Bismara said nobody eats but Hesebu all year long, so Tosis writes, Yeshiva Didan ke Hesebe the two. If they're all sitting around the table, so they constitute one Chabura, so the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi, and then they can bench Mizuma, the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Birchas Hamazon. And all of the Yechidim, all the people are not Yotze with Shemeh Koine. It's not Shemeh Koine. They answer Amen, and they're all Yotze the benching. The Mishnah Brura, in the Bir Aloche, in the beginning of Kuf Tzad Gimel, quotes from the Sefer Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham was a sefer that was written by a rav from Germany before the days of the Shach. Shach quotes it in Simon Yutes in the Eridea. So it's all on Hilchas Brachas. He sometimes approves and sometimes disapproves of various Yekishim and Hagim. He disapproves of the Yekishiminik that they start off in the morning on the Tilsi Adayim. After Adon Olam, the Chazan says, on the Tilsi Adayim. So what are they saying on the Tilsi Adayim? He washed his hands 45 minutes ago when he woke up in the morning. What's up there now? He's not happy with that. And other Yekishim and Hagim, he does defend. So one of the many things that he says in the Sefer is the following. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says there on Kuf Tzad Gimel that Shemeh Koine only applies if the other person who's Shemeh, he's not deaf, he hears the words and he understands the language. If he doesn't understand the language, he knows what benching is all about generally, but he doesn't really understand Hebrew, then you can't say Shemeh Koine. So the Birchas Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that's only if you have two people, I'm going to bench to be Moitzi you. The Gemara says that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon. This whole din that you don't allow Shemeh Koine by the three cases, by Kriya Shema, by Tefillah, by Birchas Hamazon, and so on, this is only a Chumer Midirabbanon. The Iker HaDin, the Raisa, you allow Shemeh Koine even in these cases. So that's what the Gemara says, if you have two people who ate bread, then there's no Mizuman, so each one should bench on his own, but what if one of them just does not have a bench? So then the Gemara says, Seifa Mevarach, the scholar should say the benching, Umbur Yotze Bibrachosa, the one who does not have the bench is Yotze. Aibon, we don't permit Shemeh Koine by Birchas Hamazon. So it means it's only a Chumrim and the Rabbanus of Bishas HaTchak, we leave it on a Din Derais. That's what the Mishnah Bura quotes from the Vilna Gaon. So the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you have two people benching, one is a Seifa, one is a Bur he doesn't know. So the Seifa Mevarach Bur Yotze Bibrachosa with Shemeh Koine. So the Shulchan Aruch says only provided that the boor understands Hebrew. He does know the benching by heart, but he understands. But he doesn't understand Hebrew. It's not called Shemaya. Shemaya means that he hears, he's not deaf. And Shemaya, who may vi, doesn't understand, is not. But the Birchas Avram says, what if you're benching Mezuman? Then it's not based on Shemaya Koine. So the other people are Yotze, the benching, even though they don't understand Hebrew. So that's Mefurish. That when you bench Mezuman, it's not based on Shemaya Koine. Rab Soloveitchik didn't mention that Mishnah Berurah B'Shem. He never mentioned any Mishnah Berurahs. I don't think he used to look on Mishnah. I don't think he had a Mishnah Berurah. Years ago, the Mishnah Berurah is not as pop. The base medrash didn't have any Mishnah Berurahs years ago. I first saw Mishnah Berurah a few years after I was married. My wife got me a birthday gift of a Mishnah Berurah. We didn't see any Mishnah Berurahs here for a long, long time. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention that Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Birchas Avram, but Rabbi Alpert mentioned it. After Rav Soloveitchik gave this whole Yahrzeit drasha, so Rabbi Alpert mentioned, here's the Birchas Avram that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that this vort, that benching mezumen is in Gansen, it's not based on Shemei Kohen. The vort is the whole Chabura offers one Birchas Amosen. So he thought that this could explain two difficulties. One is that the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos writes, and Halach Yigimla, whenever you hear someone say a bracha, you should always answer Amen. Right? So the Rambam said it, so there shouldn't be any need to repeat it. So the Rambam in three places repeats it. He says, when you bench Mezuman, everybody should say Amen. When the Chazan repeats Chazor HaSashatz, everybody should say Amen. And then there's a third place by Yabirchas HaGoymel, where the Rambam also says you say Amen. So what does he have to repeat it over there? He already said in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos, whenever you hear a bracha, you should say Amen. So Rav Soloveitchik said, it would appear from the Rambam as if Anios Amen is Le'ikuva. That's Blade Malin has a sefer on Gemara, so he also makes this diuk. He says one gets the impression from the Mashmas of the Rambam, Anios Amen is Le'ikuva. Why should it be Le'ikuva? But the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Shomei Akein. If you pay attention to the bracha, you'd say just as if you would have said Amen. You don't have to say Amen. It's not me. How come over here it's Le'ikuva? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Maybe Shemaya Koine, even though you didn't say Amen is good, that's by Kiddush and Abdullah, other things. But if it's a bracha, Chazaras HaShatz is a Tfilas HaTzibur. And Bencha Mezumin is Bichas HaMozim B'Chabura. So whenever it's a special din of Bichas HaMozim B'Chabura, Tfilas HaTzibur, so then you need audience participation. If they don't answer Amen, so it's not called Tfila B'Tzibur, it's not called Bichas HaMozim B'Chabura. And this also answered another kasha that the Acharonim work on. Rabbi Kivege has a raya in the Drush v'Chiddush and Brachas on Daf Chof that you can say Shemei Koine on a half a bracha. Let's say, I don't know how to say Sheyotzer. So I'll say one line, you'll say one line, he'll say, each one says one line in Sheyotzer, and all together we say the Sheyotzer. So Rabbi Kivege has a hechacha from a Taisus that you say Shemei Koine on a half a bracha. So the Acharonim are bothered with a kasha. Taisus and then Vav Amin Alham Brachas quotes the Rif's Pshat in the Gemara that when you bench Mezuman, you can divide the benching among different people, but each one has to say a whole unit of a bracha. So the first person can say Til Azanas Hakol, the second one can say Noida Lecho Til Aloretz Vanamaz, and the third one should say Rachem, and the fourth one should say Atayva Meitiv. You can't divide a bracha in a half. Why not? But you do say Shemei Kain in a half a bracha. There's such a similar Mishnah in Brachas when the Mishnah says Shliach Tzibe Shetor. So you get someone else, the chazan can't continue the shmoneh esrei, it gets stuck in the middle. So the new chazan takes over with the last one left off. So the last one left off, says, Stemach David Abduchai, left off, Hashiva Shavtenik of Arishayna. So it says in the Mishnah, the new one goes to the beginning of the bracha, Shetozeh. Why do you have to go to the beginning of the bracha? Let him pick up in the middle of the bracha. The guy left off in the middle of Stemach David Abducha. So you say, Shemei Koin on a half a bracha. So it would appear from the Rif by Ben Shemizumah in the Mishnah, by Chazar HaSashatz, that there's no Shemei Koin on a half a bracha. Why not? Rabbi Kivege quoted a Rai from the Gemara that there is Shemei Koin. So Soloveitchik liked the answer that the Birchas Rosh has. That's one of the classics for him on brachas. Birchas Rosh was Rabbi Osher Tiktina. He learned by Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. He's the one that wrote the Anhogas of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, Keser Rosh. So he gives this teretz. He says that it depends. Benching mezuman chazaras hashatz is a tfilas atzibur or bichas hamazon b'chabur. So if it's an inyan of a bracha, the whole chabur offers, the whole tzibur offers one brachas. You have to go in units of brachas. That's how the Mishnah says. But if it's a private bracha that's based on shemei kana, then you would say shemei kana even on a half a bracha. Okay, so just to review, there is a requirement to recite Havdalah, and the Machlek is the Raisa de Rabbanon, and we say Havdalah Lakos. There's a Machlek is the Havdalah Lakos is the Raisa Rabbanon. There's even an opinion that a Nazir is permitted to drink Yain Havdalah. Rabbein and Tam says that it's inconceivable, but before the Rabbein and Tam was born, there were earlier Rabbein and Kleinimus, all the old Bali Hateses, they thought that a Nazir, they learned the Gemara Benichus, a Nazir is permitted to drink Yain Kiddush and Yain Havdalah. And the Gemara says it's not a bracha levatola. You got to say Kiddush twice. You got to say Havdalah twice. Kach tikna chachamim, Kiddush betfila and Kiddush ala yayin. Ala yayin enhances the chashivas of the bracha like shachyana walakos, but it does more than that. It makes the Havdalah ben achilah shavishus lachidush al mitzvah. But Kiddush ala yayin is even different. Is even something more. That's kaver the suda, the shame suda Shabbos, similar to mentioning. Ritzei and Yalav Yavim benching, that's for the purpose of being Kaveh the Shem Suda Shabbos. So the Kiddush ala Yayin or ala Pas, that's why Yayin and Pas is good and Chama Medina is no good, because the Kiddush ala Yayin, Kiddush ala Pas obviously is not ala Kos, it's not a Broch ala Kos. The Kiddush is mainly for the purpose of being Kaveh the Suda the Shem Suda Shabbos.